1-1. And a fly ball to center, hit well. Friedel back at the track, at the wall. Jolly goes deep.
Well, unbelievable night at the ballpark. The Brewers eke out a 5-3 win, thrilling fashion, defeating the Cincinnati Reds. I was watching that game last night. They were down 3-0. All right, it's the Reds. You got time to chip away here. And they did. They slowly started chipping away. And then, wouldn't you know it, Joey Ortiz, you heard Lane Griddle's call there. The guy is barely hitting 200, right? He's had a really, really tough year at the plate. He's not a power hitter, but he goes deep at a time the Brewers needed it most. You'd have been happy for anything to get a run across there, and he hits a two-run home run, and not only puts the Brewers on top, but gives them a little breathing room, and they go on to defeat the Reds. An unexpectedly thrilling night at the ball yard last night.
Wow, yeah, frustrating night at first, but then Milwaukee came through when it mattered, and hey, they got the W.
Adam McAlvey joins us. He was at the game last night, and I believe is at the Bob Uecker mural unveiling today. Adam is our reporter in the field here today. Hi, Adam.
Yeah, exactly. I'll describe the action. The artist, Mauricio Ramirez, just signed his name in the corner, so it is officially complete. And I can't imagine the pressure signing your name with about 500 people watching on a mural that's going to last for 30 years. I would completely botch that.
That is just awesome. I'm so excited this is finally done. What is the vibe like? Because let's be honest, this is a hot, hot day. It's a little uncomfortable for a lot of people, but I know so many people wanted to be out there to see this, to celebrate, to crack open that Miller Lite and say, cheers to Bob. Cheers to Uke.
Yeah, think of how many games Uke sat up there in his plaid suit and sweated all the way through it for a July game at County Stadium where
good point.
There was no air conditioning in sight. So it's fitting that we're out here, that summer is here. I mean, again, I've said this to you guys. If you haven't come by on Jackson and Mason, kind of in the shadow of the Pfister Hotel Tower, you have to see this. It is so great. The way he captured you, that, you know, the eyes are the thing that always catch my eye. It's just captured that kind of like he's about to tell you a good joke. It's really a wonderful piece of art down here. And I talked to Bob Uecker Jr., who's out with members of the Uecker family, and she's thrilled. So, you know, the fact that the family loves, they look up and they see their dad, their grandpa, you know, their husband. That's the best part of it, too, is that it's for the city, but it's also for the family, and everybody is just loves the way it came out. So cheers to Mauricio Ramirez, who gave Milwaukee another really a beautiful piece of downtown art.
Adam, did you notice any players, coaches, or front office personnel at part of the unveiling today?
Yeah, they're here. Christian Yelich is here. Pat Murphy, back surgery and all, is here. All the broadcasters are here. Matt Arnold, Rick Schlesinger, Brewers officials. The mayor is here. You know, everybody came out for a toast to you can, you know, officially dedicate this. It's so many of us, I've said this too maybe to you guys, this is our commute up Jackson. If you live in Easttown or you live even on the east side and you don't want to go down to Lincoln Memorial with all the construction, you come down Jackson and it feeds you onto I-94 East towards the ballpark. So for a lot of us, this is like our everyday drive, and to watch it kind of step by step, you started almost in the top right corner of Uke's head and then worked down. You got to see this piece come to life. And I was talking to some other east side types, and you know, that's been the joy for us, is to almost feel part of it as this has come together. And now that it's complete, I really hope everybody comes down and takes a look and raises their own bottle of water or whatever it is to you.
Yeah, Mauricio, the artist, is so talented, without a doubt. What do you think, Adam, what do you think Uke would think about all this and the fact that he has this larger-than-life mural?
He would wish they picked a better looking guy, or he would hate it, because, you know, he, for as great as he was on screen, on stage, entertaining, when he was the center of, you know, he owned every room he ever walked into, right? He was the center of attention in every room he ever walked into from age, what, 40 onward, probably younger than that, is how entertaining he was even as a ball player. So he certainly was not afraid of the spotlight, but he never, you know, loved it when he was, you know, up on display like this. So it would drive him nuts, but he would have some great jokes about it, about the way he looked or the way his hair is all gray or something like that. So it would be great to have him here. And just like we always say with those Brewers ads, they do those funny reads now. The North Shore adult diapers are part of the broadcast.
That's
Jeff Levering,
right.
you read that as part of the Cubs series and had a great line about Craig Counsell and the pitching change going bad. That's the kind of thing where it's like, man, I wish Uke was here. How many times did we say that over the last couple of years where we just wish Uke was here to crack a joke about that?
Well, I could see Uke making a joke about birds pooping on the mural or something along that line.
For sure.
I could hear that coming out of his mouth. You know, I often, listening to games, Adam, sometimes you still sort of hear Uke's version of a call, even if it's one of our good friends, Jeff or Lane or Josh, doing the call. But I thought Lane Grindle's call last night of Joey Ortiz going yard, as I mentioned at the start of the segment here, and here's a guy who's been on tough times, barely hitting 200. He's not a power hitter to begin with. Had a couple rough at-bats last night, and then he sort of saves the day in the late innings.
And this was discussed during the dedication here. Those are the kinds of players who Uke loved. He was a great, you know, he was one of the guys because he was in the clubhouse, he's in the pool every day, you know, he'd come in and do his workouts, and he was at home as part of the team. And he was part of the team in the way he helped struggling players when they were going through it and remind them that, look, it's going to turn. You're here for a reason. There's better days ahead. He'd find a way to make a guy laugh. And I think about that after that terrible ending to the 24 season, Pete Alonso hits the homer. You know who the first person to talk to Devin Williams in the clubhouse was that night after calling his final game as the Brewers broadcaster? It was Bob Uecker.
Nice.
And it's exactly what Devin Williams needed in that moment. And so often, a guy like Joey Ortiz is really struggling. They bring in another shortstop. He could easily have, you know, dropped his head and complained or griped or just given up, but he didn't. And he has a huge moment for the team last night, a team that is going through it right now with runners in scoring position. The hits are not falling, and yet, you know, they've won five of the last seven games. So it's the kind of thing Uke was really known for, is lifting everybody up, and last night was a game he would have loved.
Adam, I wanted to ask you about a play I saw on social media last night, and I know a lot of fans watched this happen. The Reds player who had that ridiculous catch but then went back into the wall, and it just – I actually said out loud, like, ooh, any idea? I heard he got carted off the field, maybe went to the hospital. Do we know if he's okay?
We'll find out more information today when the Reds clubhouse opens, but he was taken to a hospital last night. Dane Myers, just an absolutely daring catch, and how he, you know, you make the catch number one, a great running catch at full speed, crashes into the wall, and hung onto the baseball was an incredible part of that play for the out. He came in, x-rays were negative, but then he was just in so much pain that they couldn't get the pain under control, so they opted to take him to the hospital for observation and more tests. So we'll find out more about his status today when the Reds pop up over.
I also wanted to ask you about another injured member of the Brewers pitching rotation, Logan Henderson, because it feels like he's getting a little closer, Adam. And I know we're, you know, about a month or so away from the trade deadline, but he's starting to look at this Brewers rotation and trying to answer the questions. Do they have enough? Well, you have to consider the case of Henderson, but where is he right now?
Yeah, this becomes a really important time of year because the teams have to kind of assess what they have before they decide what they need to go get. And in the case of a guy like Logan Henderson, even Colman Crowe, another pitcher, part of their depth pool, who are on the injured list right now, you need to assess, you know, where do they fit? Are they healthy, number one? And then what role do they play? So Logan Henderson had a really good rehab outing the other night for Nashville. He's going to have one more. And then the expectation is that he'll be back with the Brewers in the big leagues before the All-Star break. So if he could get an appearance before the break and they sort of gauge where he's at, see some swings from major league hitters, that would really help this team because they are thin in the pitching department right now. They have three relievers, really, who they trust, and they'll need to make some decisions about what to go get. The trade deadline this year is August 3rd.
Adam, oftentimes I'll make myself a little note, just things I see before you come up with us on Tuesdays. And I looked at my little Brewers lineup here, and at the bottom I've got news team assemble. And I was trying to remember, you guys were assembling for pictures, weren't you? You got your pro pictures taken.
Well, it was the broadcasters who were, I was just being a smart aleck and saw them gathering and snapped a picture. Sophia hasn't murdered me yet. She's fixing her hair in the picture. And it's pretty great. I think she's probably fixing to murder me here soon for posting that publicly. So maybe my last appearance. But if you think about it, that crew is not often together all in the same place because of the way they sort of tag team the broadcast, where Brian Anderson is here, then Jeff Levering sometimes is on TV. There's a lot of moving parts on that crew, so they were all together, and I think it was to take a photo because they have, you know, they picked up some awards over the years. They wanted to have a photo of the entire group all together.
It was kind of fun zooming in on everybody. See, that's why, you know, Adam's
good
social media follow.
And take embarrassing pictures, yeah.
Adam, always ready with camera in hand. Adam McKelvey at the Brewers unveiling a mural of Bob Uecker. He'll be at the ballpark later tonight. Adam, always appreciate your time. Great stuff today. Thanks, Adam. Thanks for being out in the field
right.
for us.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, take care. Great stuff from Adam there, right? Christian Yelich there, a couple of players, front office members, manager Pat Murphy, just kind of days removed from his surgery. You know, it's not
what
very comfortable
yeah,
right
surgery.
Now. I do wonder if the Racing Sausages were there. It's hard to think of any sort of Brewers-related event without them there. But
they were supposed to be there, but that's a hot job.
That's not one you want to be in today.
Hot dog.
I don't think you want to be in that one today.